This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This has gone so well that what's still missing, if anything, or what concerns do you have? And the only thing, we were talking about this earlier, the only thing that kind of pops to my mind is too much optimism. And here's what I mean by that, yeah. Because I actually don't believe in the idea of too much optimism.
Right.
I think that that's a wonderful thing to have in life. Have as much of it as you can possibly take. Eat it like a bowl of cereal over the sink late at night, like just heaping amounts of optimism. But somewhere in my mind right now, I blend it with also like forgetfulness, which is that the Warriors have won so many games and they've flown into the sixth seed, which 2 weeks ago we were like, I wonder if they could get to the sixth seed.
Right.
And then they're the sixth seed. And the second they got to the sixth seed, we acted like there was a brick wall behind the Warriors, meaning that once they got to the sixth seed, they're not allowed to go backwards anymore. But they are. And I think the play-in tournament, based on what has happened with this team now, you know, if you had said to me 3 weeks ago, how about the seventh seed? I'd be like, I'll take it.
Yep.
Give it to me. But not now, for multiple reasons. One, it's frightening, and it hasn't gone well for the Warriors in the past. But two, if these old dudes are going to hit the gas this hard, and there are a lot of games still to go, 17 more games to go. And if they're going to hold the pedal to the metal this hard to where they're like, we have to win every game, every night, back-to-backs, doesn't matter, we're doing it. If they're going to do this hard for this long, then they're going to need a week off when the regular season ends. They have got to have a week off when the regular season ends. That means no play-in tournament. Minnesota has also won 5 in a row. They're a half game behind you.
Yeah.
There is some sort of mental discord right now with Warrior fans where we're like, well, we're at least the 6th.
Right, right.
You could lose Thursday night and be the 7 that quickly. And so that's my thing. And I think it's mostly among the fans, maybe not the players. But you got old dudes that need to play so hard every single night the rest of the way to keep their positioning or try to move up. And that's going to be really, really hard. There's no rest for the weary right now.
No rest, and you make a great point because your last game of the year is Sunday, April 13th against the Clippers, and let's just pretend that you need that to get the 6. Well, then the playoffs actually start on Saturday. There are 4 games Saturday and 4 games Sunday. Knowing what you and I know about the NBA, the TV package, and the way they do this, the Warriors, no matter who they're going to play, are going to be in that Sunday marquee spot, 12:30 matinee on the road at fill in the blank. Or at the very least, they're going to play Sunday in the later game, and the Lakers would be in that marquee spot. I don't think that the Warriors would play on the Saturday, and even if they did, that would still be 6 days off, to your point,
yep,
about they need a week off. And I think that you're right, and that's why I was saying before, like, could they possibly clinch early and get 9 days off? And, like, if you were locked in on the 6 and you didn't have to play the last two games, and you had, I don't know, 11 days off, I don't think these guys would get rusty, and it might be a nice little break that is going to help them get to where they need to be.
Sorry, my face just did a little thing.
No, and
there.
I had to follow to see what you were doing.
DeAndre Hopkins just signed with the Ravens. 1 year, $6 million. That's kind of the type of guy.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about him. I don't know what he's got left. That was kind of a weird deal there. He did some good things with the Chiefs, and he'd disappear for a game, and then he'd come back and have eight catches, and then he'd have one. I'm not kind of sure really what DeAndre Hopkins has got left, but that's the kind of receiver I do expect the 49ers to get involved in at some point, but not him. He'll be playing for the Baltimore Ravens next year, as you were.
Yeah, no, that's where I was talking about your point about this older group needing a week off. So it is tantamount to avoid the play-in, because if you're in the play-in, even if you're in the 7th seed, then you don't have to play in that 9-10 game. You do have to play the 7-8 game, and if you win, you're in, and if you lose the 7-8, now you have one more game to play and even make it in, and then you're the 8, and then you have to play OKC, and then you don't have a rest against the younger team.
Right,
so,
right.
And when you start to stack the positives and the negatives, getting the 6 seed is everything. No play-in, rest, and the 3 seed looks like it might be the softest of the landing spots.
Well, I mean, no, but it could be the Lakers.
It could be. Actually, I guess the 4 or 5 would be better.
Yeah, I would love to get to the 5. It's getting hard because Houston's winning games again. Yeah, Grandy, what do you got on this?
Well, you're talking about how much optimism there is, Warrior fans feeling like, well, we're the 6 now. This is the worst that we're going to be. I sent out a tweet, and I'm always very careful to equate what happens on social media with reality.
Sure.
But I sent out a tweet on Friday night saying, and I'll just read it to you, bad night in the West for the Warriors because the Grizzlies, Timberwolves, Clippers, and Kings all won. The Grizzlies, of course, ahead of the Warriors, but the T-Wolves, Clippers, and Kings are all chasing the Warriors. And I got countless responses from Warrior fans saying, what do you mean, bad night? We're better than all those teams. We're just going to keep winning all of our games. We don't have to worry about anybody else. People telling me a team that was a half game behind the Warriors winning was not a bad thing.
This is what I'm saying.
Makes no sense to me.
This is what I'm
it's
saying.
The hubris of the fans.
Right. It really is.
You know, like, I don't give a crap about anybody.
Well, can I ask, this is a stupid question. Do y'all think they're just going to win every night for the rest of the year?
Yes, Mark.
Like, is that the way you think this is going to go? The Warriors are going to end the season with a 22-game winning streak? Stand on it.
Is this the way it has gone?
I know, but that's my point when I say too much optimism.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're peacocking a little too much right now. A little bit for me.
Oh, for sure.
For my taste. Like, check it. They beat Detroit the other night. That was big. It was also really tight. like Draymond Damn Green hit a three-pointer, and if he doesn't hit it, he's probably not going to win that basketball
game. There's 10 lead changes in the fourth quarter.
So that could have gone either way, and that's the level. When you want to look right now at net rating in the NBA since the trade deadline, both the Warriors and Pistons are both in the top five. So that's a good measuring stick of top of the league right now, and they won it, so that's wonderful. But is that really... is that what we're doing? So Jonathan Kuminga comes back Thursday, and y'all believe that the rest of the homestand is going to go Sacramento, New York, Denver, Milwaukee on a back-to-back, followed by Toronto. No problem. We got this 5-0.
I'm 4-1.
I mean, maybe.
Denver might get you, but none of the rest of those bums can touch us right now. And I say us because, that's how we're feeling.
When they hit the road to Atlanta, that's kind of a... yeah, you got to be careful about games like that. Same thing with Miami a couple of nights later, and that's the Jimmy Butler return game.
I love it.
Okay, that's coming on March 25th. New Orleans, San Antonio, okay. But then it's at Memphis, at the Lakers, home to Denver, home to Houston, at Phoenix. Like, I don't know.
It's a gauntlet right
there. You're going to lose some games, unfortunately.
Yeah, you're probably right.
My prediction.
Yeah.
You're not going to go undefeated the rest of the way. And this happens. Remember, we talked about this a few weeks ago. You get to the end of the year, and the playoff teams start winning a lot more. A lot more at a really high rate. Because why? A, they're playing with urgency, and they're often playing a team that's either tanking or hurt. Right? Go play San Antonio right now. Go play Dallas.
Phoenix.
Go play New Orleans. Yep. They don't give a rip what happens on the scoreboard in that game. They don't care. So this is going to be hard. And that's my thing. I think we've just forgotten completely about the play-in tournament.
Yeah. And then, I mean, hopefully you get to that stretch that you just laid out, which is Memphis, L.A., Denver, Houston. All four of those teams are currently ahead of you in the Western Conference, and two of those are on the road, and you've got a back-to-back at L.A. and then home to Denver, but you go at Memphis, at L.A., home to Denver, home to Houston, four straight games against four teams that, to your point, are going to be trying, and they're going to be trying to keep you at bay. So, yes, stack the wins now, and I heard Buddy Hield say that last night. Keep stacking. That way when you get, you got Sacramento and you got Toronto and you've got New Orleans still left to go. You got another Portland. You got a Phoenix, which, man, have they waved the white flag. So there are games out there that you should be able to stack, but there's also tough opponents that are going to be focused on exactly the same thing that you are.
No doubt. And Minnesota, by the way, the whole thing about the Warriors having the easiest schedule, Minnesota have the second easiest schedule. So they're going to have a lot of bunnies out there too.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.